ghostly too keeping.
Or a spectre all appalling.
I beheld a figure creeping.
I should rather call it crawling.
He was creeping.
He was crawling.
He was creeping, creeping,
crawling.
He was creeping.
He was crawling.
He was creeping, creeping,
crawling.
Not a moment's hesitation, I myself upon him flung. With a hurried exclamation to his draperies I hung. Then we closed one another in a rough and tumble smother. Colonel Fairfax and the other was the man to whom I clung.
Colonel Fairfax and the other, Colonel Fairfax and the other, Colonel Fairfax and the other was the man to whom I clung.
After mighty tug and tussle,
it resembled more a struggle.
Deep by dint of stronger muscle,
or by some infernal juggle,
from my clutches quickly sliding,
I should rather call it slipping.
With the view no doubt of hiding,
or escaping through the shipping,
with a gasp or with a quiver,
I describe it as a shiver.
Down it died into the river, and alas, I cannot swim.
It's enough to make a shiver with a gasp or with a quiver. Down it died into the river, it's the same way of him.
Ingenuity is catching with a view my king of pleasing acrobats and set to snatch.
I should rather call it seizing.
With an answer to a lead, I dispatch him to the head.
With an answer to a lead, he dispatch him to the head.
I discharge him with that winking little tongue. I lost in thinking like a stone and saw him sinking.
I should say a lump of lead.
He discharge him with that winking little tongue. I lost in thinking
like a stone and saw him sinking.
I should say a lump of lead.
Like a stone, the boy said.
Like a heavy lump of lead.
Like a stone, the boy said.
Like a heavy lump of lead.
Anyhow, the man is dead with a stone and lump of lead.
Anyhow, the man.
Stone.
Lead.
The river must be dragged, no time be lost. The body must be found at any cost. To this attend without undue delay. So set to work with but dispatch it.